Welcome back, fellas, to another episode of Let's Talk About Scam. If you're new here, this is a series where we watch episodes of Scam and then break them down scene by scene and just talk about everything that I hate or love or whatever, just discuss, right? So for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about Scam Friends, Season 2, Episode 1. Okay, so I'm going to this season with an open mind, okay? But I feel like I'm going to be disappointed, but I'm not gonna talk about that. Okay, I'm gonna go into it and be like, okay, it's gonna be fine, right? It's gonna be great. Okay, so do I need to do a recap of the last season? I feel like I don't. Let me just talk about Emma for a second. Yeah, Emma broke up with Jan the last episode, and that's where we're at. Where we're at now, I guess. Yeah, there was some teasing with Manon and Charles. Yeah, we already know how the season ends. Why am I even explaining it? I've already watched this like 2 years ago, but I don't remember how good or bad it was. I just remember it was like meh. I think it was just like meh. I mean, I do say how bad season 1 and 2 of Scam Friends are. And I actually didn't hate season 1 of Scam Friends. It wasn't bad. It was fine. I actually like some stuff about it, right? Some little changes they made, and the cinematography is very good. But this one, I don't know. I feel like I remember hating it a lot more than I hated season 1 of Scam Friends. I feel like I hate all the season 2s of the remakes. Let's just get started with episode 1. It's Monday morning, we open up, and Alexia, Emma, and Manon are just staring creepily at Luca, making out with Sarah, I think it is. I think that's Sarah in this universe. And they're just standing there. Like, let him make out with his girlfriend in peace. There's just more creepiness in this scene. Manon gets a text from Charles. He's like, you look hot in your t-shirt. Okay, so in this scene, Manon is not even wearing any fancy-ass t-shirt. It's literally just a white t-shirt under a jacket. It's a basic shirt. He could have said, wow, your makeup looks amazing today, or your hair is just super voluminous and fluffy today. Very, right? But no, he says your basic-ass t-shirt looks amazing on you. And OG Scam, I think, was, he said the same thing, that t-shirt looks damn hot on you. And Nora responded by putting on her big jacket to cover herself up, right? I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense. Does it really matter though? Okay, moving on. Okay, so yeah, Luca is with Sarah now. I remember I said I think Luca should have been with Alexia because she had a crush on him, right? I feel that would have made more sense in this remake, because she seems to absolutely kind of like him. I think, I don't know, because in OG they kind of played off as a joke, I think. They could have went that way. But yeah, Emma's like relieved. By the way, she's like, oh my god, Luca had a crush on me. But like, he doesn't. They already know that because of the you know, what they found on his phone. So yeah, and you know, Alexia actually knows about this because she comments and says, oh, Luca liked you, but didn't you find out that gay porn on his phone? And but they told her, because OG, they didn't tell anyone, right? Manon and Nora and Ava didn't tell anyone. I mean, I don't think it matters in this one. I don't know. Does Lexia actually like him then, or is it just a joke? Because I thought she did. So Daphne comes with amazing news. More party planning stuff, right? Because they're like a party planning crew. That's the best they could come up with. Is that what they actually do in France in high school? Like groups, they just get into groups and plan parties. I mean, I know they had to change it from like in OG Scam, it was like, they were like building up to this whole Rust thing, like, know anything about it. I tried to read up on it. Basically a big ass celebration, right? At the end of your school career, fun shit and all that. Getting drunk and partying on them. That sounds amazing. Yeah, so it's like party planning on this one. I mean, they haven't even like planned any parties before. Is it really that big of a deal? Planning parties? What about homework? And then Manon, oh my god, Manon says they like have a party like every week, like ugh. And that's exactly what I said. I'm like, oh my god, in OG Scam, I was like, they have parties like every single week in this show. That's the end of that scene, but I feel like I gotta take a second and talk about fashion. I don't think there's a remake that stands out when it comes to fashion. We love that jacket Manon is wearing. I saw that in like episode 2, podcast of season 1. It's the same jacket, I think, but it looks amazing. Emma's jacket that she wears, I want that, I want to own it. So moving on. Okay, let me just talk about Scam Friends for a second though. Scam Friends is slowly starting to become its own thing. I'm noticing that. I'm like 3 minutes into the episode right now, and I'm noticing that it's kind of different from season 1. The cinematography is just kind of different, you know, the vibe. It looks very cinematic. I hope they don't ruin that with bad editing like last season, but it looks good. They got some good establishing shots. They got drones in there, some nice shots of treetops and roofs and building windows. It's great. I'm not even being sarcastic, I'm serious. Looks good. Okay, I love a good establishing shot. Okay, so now we're at home with Manon. We're at Manon's house for the first time, and holy shit, does her house look amazing. She's in high school. She doesn't even have a job, and she has this big-ass house with three bedrooms and all that. And it's so pretty. I want that kitchen. God, I love a good kitchen. Yeah, they never really go into Nora's, like, backstory. Like, they do, but, like, vaguely, you know, like, little pieces. Like, they don't really know, like, who her parents are. Not really. In OG, she said her parents were, like, irresponsible or something with her. They didn't care about her, just cared about their jobs and their sexy times or some shit. But, like, in this, I hope they do mention her parents more. We need more parents in this show. I mean, in Germany, Druk, they did have, what's her name in Druk? I can't remember her name in Druk, but she had, like, they showed her parents. It made sense. They showed that she was kind of close with her parents, kind of, I think. I can't remember anything from Druk in any of the seasons. Like, I only watched Druk, like, one time. Like, usually I rewatch remakes, like, a couple times. But only with Druk, I did not, because they took so long to translate the episodes into English. So I kind of, like, gave up, you know? And then the website got taken down at some point, I think. So I couldn't even access the episodes to do a rewatch. But yeah, I am hoping to get to Druk after Skin Friends, because, like, Druk is good. I can't remember anything, right? But I heard it's amazing. So hopefully we'll get there. But yeah, I hope they get more into Manon's parents and backstory. But I don't think they do. I think that's the reason why I don't like Manon in this season. They don't really do anything with her story. But they do make Lisa, who is Lynn, they make her Manon's cousin in this. Let's just move on, okay? So yeah, we're at Manon's house. Manon is cooking. So then, yeah, we meet Manon's roommates, Lisa and Mikkel. Yeah, so Manon can't make her pasta because Mikkel ate it or something. Okay, so yeah, that was the reason why she was going through the trash, not because she was just digging for condoms, right? But yeah, she does come across a used condom. Yeah, she touches it. She touches it, but doesn't wash her hands. Nope. Like in OG, they kind of cut to black when she touched the, you know? So it was like implied that she washed her hands. But then she kind of just, she's like, oh, I can't take this anymore. And she runs out of the house, right? She leaves. She takes her jacket, she leaves. Manon has retreated to Emma's house and Jan is there. You know what I noticed? Well, I saw this in a comment while watching the episode. So in this scene, Emma and Jan are watching Scam, OG Scam, right? You can hear Nora's voice on the computer. I didn't hear it. Maybe because my earphones are shit, but like in the comments people were like, oh my god, you can hear Nora's voice in the computer, they're watching Scam. OG. Yeah, I didn't notice that before. What the hell? Wow, this shit you find out when you rewatch. Well, I found that out after I watched the episode. Emma has Jan over at her place. They're just in bed chilling watching Scam, the perfect Friday night. Yeah, but Emma is actually helping Jan score girls. Why can't it be the other way around? Why can't it be Jan helping Emma find a guy? Why can't that be a thing? I mean, yeah, Emma is still hung up on Jan for some reason. For no reason, really, because she's the one who suggested that they break up. She's the one who said, oh, I need to find myself. She's the one who said, oh, we can't be together, right? Because we're not good together, but she's still, like, in love with him. I hate it. It just messes up the first season for me. The first season, I loved it. But then when I started rewatching season two and noticing all this stuff about Eva and how they did not make her, they totally changed her character, right? To like some background party girl, and it didn't sit well with me. It didn't work, and no one else seems to care. Like, everyone is just like, oh my god, Eva and Jan, oh, they're so cute together, they're so cute. No, they weren't. They weren't cute. I'm so frustrated when I see comments like that. Okay, let's just move on. Okay, so yeah, Madden is just as comfortable as I am in this scene. She's just sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Okay, so they're in the cafeteria and Daphne is just all excited when she sees Charles, because yeah, Charles apologized to her after he called her mean stuff, apologized, and now she's like, oh my god, yeah, he wants me. She kind of brings up his dead sister out of nowhere after she's talking about how sensitive and sweet he is, you know, because all the bad boys have a sweet and sensitive side. So yeah, she brings up his dead sister. Why do they even mention that? Because William and OG never even mentioned his own sister. Everyone else who was mentioning him, like Vilda was like, oh my god, yeah, his sister is like, she passed and stuff. And Marty, I think her name is, she told the backstory about what happened to his sister. Like, and William was like, oh, I have a sister? Never mentions her. Yeah, they did add that, I guess, to show how his brother is kind of fucked up because of what happened to her. And I was saying that this is something they could have worked with for a season for William. There's so much potential. A dead sister, a psychotic brother, an estranged mom, and a workaholic dad. It's perfect. It's like something out of a Hollywood movie. But yeah, I know they couldn't give William a season because of legal reasons or something. But like, I wish that they did. Oh, there could have been this. It could have been a great season. Like, more guys in this show need season. I want one of the guys to get a season. William. Okay. I know Magnus was supposed to get a season, but I don't know anything about Magnus. Okay, they didn't. I mean, all we know is his mom is bipolar, right? That's all we know. Who else was supposed? Evan. Yeah, I would have wanted to see Evan get a season. Maybe it will happen one day. Yeah. Charles has a deceased sister. That's where we left off. So during this conversation, Manon is getting texts from Charles. He's like, "You owe me a date on Friday," and Manon's like, "Go away." And then Manon like tells Daphne how much Charles sucks. She's like, "He sucks. He is disgusting. He disgusts me. He's a terrible human being. He's awful. He's not a good guy. Like, just because he apologized, he doesn't mean he wants to go out with you. Come on, Daphne." Charles ends up texting Daphne to like get Manon's attention, right? He invites her and the girls to a party. And yeah, Manon does not want to go because she does not want to see Charles. She does not want to go on a date with him. Next scene, Manon is like bribing Mika with money to flirt with Daphne because she sees how obsessed she is with Charles. She's like, "Hey, I'm gonna have my roommate who's like, what, 20 years old, hit on my friend who was like 16 years old. How does that work?" Okay, next scene. So yeah, everything is in order. Mika is to hit on Daphne by Manon's orders. So the girls are over at Manon's house now for the first time, I think. And yeah, Daphne gets a message from Charles, and then Manon's like to Charles, "Leave Daphne the hell alone, you manipulative swine." And then the girls meet Mika for the first time. And then there's more of Emma being obsessed with Jan in the background. You know, she's trying to get a hold of him. She's just, ugh, stop. Stop. Emma, stop. Get a dog. Oh my god, get a freaking dog. You don't need Jan, okay? You don't need him. So yeah, Mika's flirting with Daphne. Okay. But yeah, they have a very stale dance party after this. It's very awkward. Okay, but at least they didn't go overboard with the slow motion, right? They really aren't doing it this season. I like that. Charles ends up calling. He demands that Manon go on a date with him because she promised. And Manon's like, "Fine, Friday night, be there, bitch." And that's the end of the episode. It was a good episode. It was fine. It was fun. I imagine I'm going to get more annoyed as the season goes along. I mean, I did say I am going in with an open mind. I'm trying to, but there's just some things that I feel like will not add up. I do know that they don't do the singing in episode 3 or something at the party. She does not serenade him. Oh, that was such an important scene in the OG they didn't add. Thank you for listening, if you did. I appreciate it, you know. I hope you stay tuned for episode 2. You know, I just want to get to the later seasons because I heard how amazing they are. And then Droog, hopefully, and then what the fuck. I really want to get to what the fuck because I heard a season, I think it's 4 or something, is like bad, I heard. I don't know, is there something bad about it? Thank you for listening.